First of all, Coach, congratulations on the honor, and take us through, you know, what it was like to get told you're going to coach in the All-Star game. Then kind of tell us, you know, what it was like coaching in that game.
Well, being informed that I was going to be a part of that game was exciting. It's an honor, and it's you know, something that is unique, and not everybody gets the chance to do that. And so I recognized that and was excited about it. And then, you know, from there, at some point, you find out what your role is going to be and who else is on staff. So I found out it was, I guess, late spring last year, I found out that this was going to be an opportunity for me. And so it gives you the summer to kind of work with the rest of the staff that you're going to be a part of, so you can try to get as much preparation work done for the game itself before our actual seasons begin. So that was all this past summer. We did a lot of the pre-work to get ready for this week's worth of practice and games, so that by the time our actual season with the Hastings Raiders rolled around, our attention was solely on that. So kind of an exciting thing. And then in terms of what it was actually like to do it, once we got to this time, you go there, you spend 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, directly with the kids and the coaches. It's all football, so I had to get 3 days off of work, which, you know, I was grateful that my administration allowed me to do that. Took my appropriate leave, of course, to do it, but it, you know, I was at least able to go and get a sub. And so 3 straight days of practice with 44 of the best kids in the state of Minnesota on our South team, and the game then on Saturday. So just a surreal experience is the best way that I can explain it. A little bit of nerves going into it, because many of us in this type of a setting are asked to do something that we maybe don't ordinarily do, so we're asked to stretch ourselves and coach out of our comfort zone a little bit. But working with 5 additional coaches that were on our staff was just a thrill. Working you know, kind of against, but you're also working with the other 6 coaches on the north staff as well. So there were times where all 12 of us coaches were together in the hotel, and just working with this group of kids and this group of coaches, it really was a surreal experience.
Yeah, so kind of take us through, did you have any part in the selection process for the All-Star game? And for the players that were selected, how much time did you have with them to kind of get a feel for what you guys were going to do?
So first of all, every coach has an opportunity to nominate some of their own players for the All-Star game, and then there's a process where you nominate, and we do that every year, but then there's a committee that actually does the selection piece, and that all happens kind of in early November. This year it turns out that we didn't get any players that were selected to the team. We did nominate, but it's not our decision exclusively, and so, you know, once that team is set, you find out what the rosters are at some point around Thanksgiving time, I guess it was, and then you know, once it starts, you go to work, and you've got 3 days to get in whatever it is you're going to try to run efficiently within the game itself. So we had on Wednesday 2 practices, about an hour and a half apiece. On Thursday 2 practices, on Friday 2 practices, and then on Saturday you get a little bit of walkthrough time in advance of the game. So that's not a lot of time, and to put that into perspective, on a normal year with our own teams, it takes us about 3 weeks to get everything installed and ready for that first game. In this type of setting, we had 3 full days to get everything in that we could. So part of the decision-making process going into it is how much can we expect to get accomplished. And so you just try to be smart about it and make sure you don't try to get too much in, because your kids got to be able to execute it on game nights. But it was one of the neatest things about the experience was working with the kids that we were working with, and you're talking about the best player on every team across the state is the type of kid that you're working with. And it was amazing how much that they could process and how much we could actually get installed. And really, you know, when we're at the game itself, the level of play was really at a high level. There were very few mistakes, which is amazing to think what these kids are able to accomplish in a short amount of time. So that was one of the neatest things I thought about the experience with how much they could take in and handle and play well with that short amount of preparation time.
So my next question kind of has to piggyback off of that a little bit. If you, being the offensive coordinator, are you able to install, you know, the system that you were running per se, like with Hastings this year, or was there a set offense that they wanted you to run, or how did that work?
Yep, so you've got freedom to run any system that you want, so certainly you're going to lean on whatever your own program does, at least a little bit, because you need a starting point, and that's certainly what we did. So I'm certainly pretty well versed in what we do offensively, but I'm also not the offensive coordinator here, so I certainly appreciate that our offensive coordinator, Jason Cook, was kind enough to sit down and help me prepare for this. The other thing that you do, and that's part of that summer work, is I then reached out to the other two offensive coaches because they're in their own programs, and so you kind of steal and borrow a little bit from each of the three guys, and you end up putting together a package that I think it's pretty typical for the offensive and defensive packages to be sort of a blend of a few different programs, and that's what ours was. It had core elements of our system, but it also had some sprinklings of the other two systems. And then the other thing that you have to do is, regardless of what system you settle on, you have to try to then predict and figure out, well, how much of that system can we actually incorporate in a short amount of time. They don't tell you what systems you have to run. They do have some rules in place. So, for example, we could do any system we want, but we had to work within a framework of 10 formations. So we basically decide on what those 10 formations are going to be, and then at the end of last summer, we had to share those formations with the other team. The other team has to share with us what they're going to do defensively, for example, so that you limit the amount of surprises and you can at least somewhat prepare your kids for what they're going to expect. So you can't do too much of the surprise type of a situation. And then there are a few other rules. For example, they limit the amount of blitzing that you can do and try to keep it so you don't have to deal with things that generally cause you to have to spend more time out of plan for blitzing and so forth. So they take some of that out of the game. And there's a few other rules that they have specific to the All-Star game just to try to keep it as competitive as they can. But for the most part, you got your choice of systems, you incorporate them, you implement them, you install them, you practice them, and then you crank it up and you kind of hope for the best that your kids can execute. And I was extremely happy that our kids executed at a high level and had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, so that leads into my final question then. Obviously, you talked about the experience of just being able to coach in the game and in the Viking Stadium, but talk about the actual gameplay itself. What happened during the game? What was the result of the game? And overall thoughts on it?
Well, it was a thrill to be in a Viking Stadium, and it was a thrill to work with these kids and see them execute at a high level. So our kids performed very well, and we had an exceptional roster. And so I think we were ahead 16-0 at halftime. We had scored two touchdowns and gotten a field goal by half, and so that put us up pretty comfortably. In the second half, we were able to extend that out a little bit. Our defense played exceptionally well. Our offense performed at a high level also, and we ended up winning the game 29-0. A big part of the experience, of course, is trying to have some fun with it too, so they allow celebrations, but they also do encourage some gadget plays, and so we certainly had a few of those in, and so I was just thrilled and excited that our kids performed at the level that they did, and much of what we installed and try to incorporate into the game, the kids handled it, and things worked about as well as we could have hoped. And so, you know, we won 29-0, and that's kind of how the game went. We, you know, offensively from my end, the part that I was a part of, the kids were just exceptional to work with, and we had a lot of fun. And I think one of the exciting things about it was we ended up scoring four touchdowns, and it was four different kids that scored the touchdowns, so we were able to spread it around and make sure that a lot of kids were involved. And the biggest the biggest joy for me was just the smiles on the kids' faces and the celebrations that they had, and both in-game and then after the game, how excited they were and happy. And so that was kind of the frosting on the cake, and it was just an unbelievable experience.
Well, Coach, we are very happy for you. You got the chance to do that. Congratulations again, and we'll chat again here soon.
Thank you very much, Trey.